Community Connections at CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections at CKMS.
Happy Monday, Waterloo Region. It is Monday, the 24th of July, 2023. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today we're going to be interviewing VIFO. But first we're going to listen to Control the Voices by VIFO and Groove. Control the Voices by VIFO and Guru V. Good morning, VIFO. Welcome to CKMS Community Connections.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. So what was that all about? We just listened to an instrumental track. That was, is that you performing in that?
Yeah, so on that instrumental, there are VIFO vocals, which are chopped up and sampled.
Uh-huh.
We are a big fan of sampling vocals and turning them into unique sounds, having the listener experience that in a unique way compared to the way samples are normally used or music is normally listened to.
Yeah, since you had the credit there, I figured we'd hear more of you.
Yeah.
But it sounded like an instrumental track, and in fact, the track is labeled instrumental.
Yeah. We enjoy having both tracks, which are lyrical and instrumental, for an interesting balance and emotions, so people can, if they want to focus on certain tasks or throughout the day, they can listen to the instrumentals, and then if they want to feel amped up with different lyrics, they can go to the more lyrical side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you've got a wide variety of stuff that's been published.
We'll
get some of that stuff later on. So we're both sitting here in the studio masked.
Yeah.
I'm wearing an N95 COVID mask, anti-COVID mask.
Yeah.
But you've got something on that's a bit more spectacular.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Can you tell me about what you're wearing?
Yes, sir, for sure. So the VIFO mask has gone a few upgrades over the last year, but it initially started as a way to create a new character, a new alter ego, and like a new artist profile. The music started because we wanted to go from animal rights activism as well into music. And in the animal agriculture and world overall, many animals are viewed as if they don't have a personality or a face. So therefore, we kind of created the anonymous identity where anyone can be VIFO because the animals, anybody can be the animals. So we're trying to get into the mind and personality of the animals. And yeah, just show that anybody can, you can turn yourself into whoever you want to. And VIFO is there for anyone to support, just like how, for example, Spider-Man had the whole suit where anybody, yes, anybody could guess who's Spider-Man. So the same thing with VIFO.
Right. And so being anonymous on the stage helps you relate to the activism that you're doing.
100%, because then we can put ourselves in the shoes. We can reduce the ego and just see how we are all a community of people trying to do better and trying to change the world and see a much kinder and sustainable future.
Yeah. How did this start with you? How long have you been doing this, and when did you start?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So music's been there for about last 4 to 6 years. And just venturing into beats and sounds because it's been very creative and interesting. But activism for about the last 4 years, and more hardcore activism in the past 2 years after creating this new music alter ego. And actually, it's the whole music thing, putting music out, started with through Regan Russell. I don't know if you know about Regan Russell.
No, I don't.
But she was an amazing animal rights activist who was unfortunately killed when she was like during a vigil by a truck driver who...
Oh, I do remember reading about that. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so basically...
That was right local here in, Mississauga, I think.
Burlington, actually.
Burlington.
Yeah, so like she was just trying to give some peace to the pigs and record them and have a few minutes with them before they're being sent to be slaughtered. But the truck driver had actually just like ran her over and killed her. Mm-hmm. And so last summer, there was it was her tribute. And so we thought it would be amazing to release a tribute track for her, like a small 1 minute track. So that's we created the that was the outro of the song Got Your Back, which is out on all streaming services. And that's what basically started this whole venture.
We'll be playing that a little bit later on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So your music is actually older than your activism.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Cause,
okay, I thought it would have been the other way around, you know, that the activism was always there and you used music as a way to express that, to bring that out to the public, but it's the other way around.
Yeah, actually, like, because music started first and then activism started and then VFO was created because it was like, it's like a interesting journey. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because earlier there was no need for an artist's identity because it was just instrumentals and like a few lyrics, but now recently we've seen the importance of music and with connecting with people through lyrics and making them feel certain emotions that they would never have thought about feeling before. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this like pushing that forward and so they can maybe view life in a different way and hopefully themselves change and help others change for a better future.
Right. So when you're performing, do you perform at musical venues or do you perform at animal rights venues? Because I first met you at the KW Veg Fest earlier this year.
Yes, yes, yes. Open to both, honestly, but the focus has been more animal rights / environmental rights events because we see that there aren't many creative aspects on those events. Usually it's just, like, for example, I don't know if you've been to, like, Anonymous for the Voiceless or Weed the Free or Save Movement. They have these events where it's just they show the footage of what happens to animals on screens and then in a cube or diamonds like way, and people just interact with them. But I think it's important to also introduce an element of creativity and music and art in that so people can like maybe be more open to that. And it's just a new way of doing activism, we feel. So,
Right. How do you get those gigs? How do you come across places and how do people know to ask you to perform?
That's been a bit tough. So I've been trying to just get more and more placements. But yeah, just reaching out to like the local people who are doing veg fests. Mm-hmm. We tried with Vegan Day last year, but I know there's a whole controversy surrounding that recently. So we've kind of stepped away from that and trying to do our own thing, actually.
Okay.
This Saturday, we're creating our own event called VFO Fest. So it's going to be kind of what we envisioned on a small scale to start, but what we envisioned an amazing day of learning and fun would be and activism would be like, where there'll be music performances, spoken poetry, ecstatic dance, visual art, possibly some Reiki, and a music vendor, and a food vendor, and like a few more elements. But yeah, that's what we're envisioning, so people can have a whole experience of like a concert / festival, but also be personally immersed into it so they can themselves partake in all the action as well.
Right, that's taking place on Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday at the University of Waterloo through the UW Animal Rights Society.
Okay, and so it'll be well signed on the campus?
Yeah, hopefully. We're trying to get more promotion going and spread the word through social media, with word of mouth, posters, etc. Okay. Any other way that's possible to get.
Okay. Starting when? What time?
Starting at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And actually, it's more than just the festival because it happens to be on the birthday of a very powerful activist called Jackie, who unfortunately passed on last year due to mental health struggles. So this will be kind of a 2-in-1, a tribute to her and like a tribute to everything that she stood for as a creative and animal rights activist and just an amazing person that you would, I'm sure you would love to meet her.
Yeah.
But so it'd be a 2-in-1, so tribute for her and for this new wave of festivals to get out.
Okay, we'll put it all in the show notes and hopefully have all that stuff published well ahead of time.
Awesome.
For the event on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
So you've got some stuff that you've sent to me, some musical pieces, and you're going to do some performance in the studio here.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Okay, what do you want to start with?
So the main song that we've been promoting recently is For the Animals. Oh, yeah, so this song has been worked on for a few, for about like over a month, but it was created for NARD, National Animal Rights Day. And yeah, it's been out for about over a month and a half now, but this is still been interesting to promote that and spread the message.
Still new music.
Yeah.
So we've only just received it last night.
Yeah.
At the studio.
Yeah.
But we're going to play it right now.
Awesome.
Let's go. For the Animals by Vivo.
We gonna save the world from all the animals. Change must be radical to repair all the damage. Now let go, let the down and go. Cause we ride together. We ride together. Gonna share the way. Animals harmed in so many ways. Meat, dairy, eggs, honey, not humane. Good wolf, fur, leather, not okay. Testing, entertainment, break the chains. Rise against exploitation. Time we reform these nations. No more misinformation. Switch the norm while sustaining. Anti-speciesism. Put yourself in the place of the victims. Stop the discrimination. Don't stand by, please do some. Change how we view their lives. Let them live free and thrive. That's all we ask for. Align the passion and stay strong. We gonna save the world for all animals. Change must be radical. Repair all damage, gonna let go. Let the down let go. Cause we ride together, together, together. We ride together, together, together. Gonna share the way. We can all create a kinder world to stay. Even love for the hate. Whoa, let the pain let go. Cause we ride together, together. We ride together. Oh, we gonna love for all. And the hatred once and for all.
Quick ending to that, For the Animals by Vivo.
Awesome.
Those lyrics sound very, very intimate.
Like,
These come from a deep place.
For sure. Yeah. Earlier songs have been more about about activism, but more about mental health and like improving your mindset and like becoming the best version of yourself. But this one specifically, we wanted an animal rights song for the summer. And I'm putting it out, but also being specific to make sure it doesn't sound cringy or it doesn't sound corny or something like that. So it's been an interesting process, but yeah, just getting out the melodies and the rap lines in a way that sounds catchy for the melody and the rap that sounds deep. And when people hear it, they can like, oh, let me go back to what were they saying here?
Yeah.
And so
it's something where you've got to listen many times to understand the meaning of all the lyrics there.
For sure. Yeah, it's a lot.
So you just decided to write this song before the summer.
Yeah.
But where does the experience come from? Did you have some traumatic event take place that suddenly turned you into an animal activist? And why animal activism? Why not climate change? Why not better roads and cycling?
You know, for sure. Yeah, no, it's a valid point. So the animal rights has been interesting point because it's just, we don't, there's like a big disconnect in our world right now because we don't see animals as they are worth any, they deserve mm-hmm. any respect or like value. For example, we see, in North American society, we see dogs and cats, like they're companion animals. We deserve, right. They deserve some love, they deserve respect. But then we see other animals like chickens, cows, pigs, etc. As products who are here for us to consume. And then it goes even further than that, because then we also don't view the people who work in these industries, the slaughterhouse, and then we don't view them and understand how they get so much PTSD, mental health issues, trauma from working there. And it also ties into the environment as well, because animal agriculture is one of the top leading causes of climate change.
Yeah, one of the top four.
Top four.
Next to airplane travel, car.
And it all ties in, like, the veganism in the world, because when you tell someone about veganism, they usually come out with that. That's crazy, what are you talking about? But it's just about education and how veganism is just about spreading that simple, basic love that we have for fellow human beings and for certain animals to all animals. You don't have to be an animal lover to be this. You just have to think that animals don't deserve the worst treatment in the possible world that you could think of.
Yeah, certainly. I'm a climate vegetarian, and I'm not a perfect vegetarian at that. But my main motivation for reducing meat consumption was to reduce the impact on the environment.
For sure.
But your motivation is to honor the animals.
Yes, it's been animals are the first, because the philosophy is just because if you connect with them, I don't know if you've been to a sanctuary before,
but
if you just connect with them, you can see how they just want the same amount of love that we give to others, and they're so easily relatable. They feel so many emotions, like happiness, pain, sorrow. So it's just amazing to connect with them and see how they're worth much more than that. And then like I said before, it all ties in together with the way that we treat animals, fellow human beings, the environment. It all ties into how the future is going to be and how we live our own lives also. Right.
If somebody is going to be concerned about animal welfare, they're likely to be concerned about all the other issues as well, you know, the climate change issues, the poor wages that the workers are earning, you know, not just in the agricultural field, but you know, across the board.
For sure, yeah.
I was at an animal sanctuary, the chicken rescue from Tamara Brown.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
Really, really awesome.
And some of the chickens that she had there had practically no feathers at all.
It's really awful.
And that's from the intensive industrial farming techniques that are being used. You know, the cages where the animals have no chance to move, so they're rubbing up against the bars, which is why they lose their feathers. Mm-hmm. And I guess if they're crowded together in a communal space, they peck each other to take the feathers out.
Yeah.
But the animals that she'd had there, the chickens that she'd had there for several weeks or months, all the feathers grew back. And
yeah, that's awesome.
They looked like happy animals.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, because like in the poultry or the chicken industry, they end up being modified so they can produce, I think, over 300 eggs per year.
That's pretty much one egg a day.
Yeah, one egg. And they used to be only 10 eggs a year or something. Which is crazy because like their bodies are going overtime every day, and like an insane amount of pain that they go through for that. And then like for example, if they, I'm not sure if you know, but if they're a male, they're like killed on the first day.
Well, males don't lay the eggs.
Yeah, so they're useless for the industry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And then there's a similar thing for the dairy industry, and for like many other industries. But you can see the animals thrive when they move away from this. So if you enjoy seeing the animals get better, everybody likes a comeback story. How somebody was torn down in a terrible place, and then you see them rise and then become amazing. That's what you probably saw with these chickens, right?
Right.
I'm sure everybody in their heart would want to see that. So it's just about connecting that with our food choices and our overall, our policy change choices also, and having more options, like vegan options, so we can make that transition.
So you said, said policy choices.
Yeah.
Are you finding that there is uptake from this, from the politicians, the people that have to set the policy? Are people paying attention to the words you're saying?
For sure. Actually, I have a card here about the plant-based treaty. I don't know if you're aware about this, but...
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Yeah, so it's like really cool. It's called...
So it says, eat plants, plant trees.
Yeah, and endorse the plant-based treaty.
Yeah.
So yeah, so this, the plant-based treaty is a really good initiative because it's focused on the environment side, but they also have like areas of animal rights and health side. But it's focusing on getting politicians to endorse the plant-based treaty and shift towards a plant-based system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really powerful because it has a framework to connect with MPs through emails, through petitions. And so like, I find this is an amazing organization. I'm actually working on a song to release with them, the Plant-Based Treaty 1.5,
which very is good.
Coming out August 19th, we're aiming. And so, yeah, I really love the Plant-Based Treaty. We're trying to get the University of Waterloo to also endorse it. Mm-hmm. We have a petition going, but hopefully we can get students and people endorsing it on this upcoming Saturday. And so, but I see the policy change is getting very impactful. I think more and more MPs are learning about it and signing on. So,
have you been meeting with MPs and MPPs?
Me, I've been emailing them and like sharing the emails and stuff. But the founder Anita, she's been the one who's running all these campaigns, and like so, her and her team have been like meeting with MPs across Ontario. And this is actually a worldwide campaign, so there's many.
Right.
Like even in UK has found a lot of success over there because they seem to be very progressive towards this change. Canada's, we're still trying to get there.
Right.
But yeah.
So we haven't actually seen much policy shift happening in Canada yet.
Not yet. In institutions, we've seen some change because Plant-Based Treaty is not only for governments, it's also for institutions and for schools, jails, hospitals.
Okay.
So we've seen some change over there. And in New York has been really forward for this. The mayor, he's implemented a plant-based system in hospitals, jails, and he's trying to get more and more so.
I've been spending a fair bit of time with my mom in a long-term care facility.
Yeah.
And I don't really see any option for vegetarian meals there.
Okay. Yeah, we need to. So
imagine they must be able to deal with vegetarian requirements, but they didn't make it obvious and apparent when Mom moved in. So
that's really unfortunate.
You have some work to do.
Some
work to work with both the commercial establishments and the policymakers.
Yeah, because we actually have this program called Default Veg, where we can shift institutions to a default vegan menu. But then if they want to opt for the non-vegan options, they can. But this has taken 60-80% of people have supported this and default non-vegan. So I think Plant-Based Treaty and that would be the best to work with. Possibly.
Somebody pointed out, everybody eats vegetables.
Yeah, literally. Whole food. And it's so simple. Whole food, plant-based is just, you feel much better. Like I know this, I'm not about health side, but you do feel
health
much
side's
better.
Important too.
Health side is also an aspect. So.
There are people who become vegetarian strictly for the health benefits.
Yeah.
And I know people have said that they have far more energy than they ever did as meat eaters.
Yeah.
And so people will turn vegetarian strictly to be healthier.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, and then even further, just educating, because then, my journey has been from, non-veg animal to vegetarian and then to vegan. It's just about if we can make that education more known about what happens in the industries and about the environment and climate and the health also, so...
Yeah,
it should
be everything. I'm still working my way through that journey myself.
I can give you some information after.
Okay.
I have some awesome. Okay. I have a really cool card over here about that Jenny McQueen has made. She's a really good activist in Toronto.
Okay.
It's called "Be Kind to Humans, Animals, and All Discrimination." And then on the back, it has amazing amount of resources.
I will put links to all that in the show notes.
Awesome.
So that people can follow up and benefit from the information there.
100%.
Yeah. It's something else. Something you want me to play or something you want to perform?
Yeah, let's do Motion Rave, Shine, or Got Your Back. Any of those I'm open for.
Let's let's see if we can do Shine.
Shine, sure. I'd love to do Shine.
All right.
Haven't done that in a long time.
This is coming from a YouTube link, actually.
Yeah.
Vivo's on YouTube. And I'll put those links on the show notes as well.
Awesome.
Shine by Vivo, live on air in studio.
Let's go. Shine, you gotta shine, you gotta shine, can't let them hold you, can't let them control you.
Shining, you gotta shine, yeah. Gotta shine.
live in studio, awesome. Along with a little bit of YouTube
yeah.
to get the music and the background stuff in. Tell me about your production stuff.
Yeah, production. So, yeah, it's been an interesting route learning doing music production for almost 6 years now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a tough learning curve through FL Studio, actually. That's the main platform that we use. But yeah, it's been many tutorials, a lot of trial and error. Mm-hmm. And even today, it is a lot of trial and error, music is, because I don't think anybody knows everything. And the whole point of doing something creative is that you're always learning. You're always trying new styles. And so, yeah, that's been the thing. But yeah, more recently, the production has been focused on sampling and distorting mm-hmm. the sample elements to have elements of, for example, electric guitar, delay, distortion, and have those elements in the vocal samples.
Yeah, you could hear the vocoder on the yeah. On the Shine there. Yeah. It sounded like you, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, like for all these songs, it's all been sampling my own voice and then putting it in the instrumental mm-hmm. and then recording over that on the app called BandLab, because I feel the app is really, really awesome okay. for collaborating and just recording. For example, I have a gaming mic headset,
mm-hmm.
so I just take out the gaming mic and that you can record when you're walking on the street, when you're biking.
and the quality of that is good enough for audio.
I think so. Like when you're on the street and like recording, that's better for a demo track because there'll be some background noise. So then okay. maybe you can have a rough demo and then go back into your room. This would be an awesome place over here, but then
talking about the radio studio yeah. as a recording studio. Yeah.
Yeah. This of course would be top tier level. Like if you want to record in your room, having a gaming mic or even the new microphones that phones have these days are seem to be getting better.
Yeah.
But I think it's all about mixing and mastering in the end and like knowing your right. stuff. So.
And if you're sampling anyway, a lot of the background noise can be filtered out.
Yeah.
You know, the microphone handling noise as you're, you know, moving it around mm-hmm. in your hands.
Yeah.
I find that makes for a lot of thumping noise, you know.
Yeah. Like that. It definitely, yeah. So it's a process, but yeah, like I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's, you learn new things every day and yeah. you can, it's an amazing way to process your emotions, because like one day you might be feeling on top of the world, record a track, next day you might just get a huge like anxiety attack or just feel like your heart's just torn. Again, music's always there or art overall is just always there for you.
When that happens, when your moods shift, do you mm-hmm. continue to work on the same piece of music, or do you find something else to work on that more matches your emotion?
Oh, that's tough. It can change from time to time. Sometimes it's like it gives me certain experiences, give me the reason to finish a track or like finish some lyrics or record it. Other times it's you got to create something brand new. Like for example, last weekend or the weekend before, it was like a really interesting space where after like a long personal journey, activism and personal relationships, mm-hmm. the heart wasn't feeling too well, so I recorded a remix of Moby's Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so just yeah. do my own. I like remixing songs also and putting my own spin, so sometimes right. it's that, yeah. Otherwise, it's creating new ones also.
And then you do the live performance as well as a DJ setup, because this yeah. is how I saw you at VegFest, and this yeah. is, I guess, what you're doing on Saturday at
yeah.
the University of Waterloo as well.
Yeah, DJ, yeah. So it'll be DJing, it'll be a mix of performing songs and also ecstatic dance songs, so
okay.
instrumentals where people can just close their eyes and dance however they want to dance and just let right. the emotions ride through. That's right. I think that's a great part, because usually we're all so tight, we're all we have oh, to yeah. finish this today, but I think there should be always time for dance in our life, because it can convey so many emotions and feel so much better about yourself yeah. afterwards.
But there's people like me who just can't dance at all.
I think you can dance. We'll get you out dancing.
You think I can dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I may show up there on Saturday and
there we go.
You can teach me how.
Why not? It'll be awesome.
You'll probably have a dance lesson on sure. the radio here, you know?
It's, yeah. Yeah. That could be cool. That's a pretty yeah. cool idea.
But most of the music that I've received from you mm-hmm. is all flowing music, trance-like music. It mm-hmm. isn't fast. The beats per second is low. It's slower music.
Yeah.
And is this meant for individual dancing, or is it meant for close-up touching your partner dancing?
I think, yeah, this is meant for both. I think individual, you can like listen to these tracks when you're on your own, like during like random parts of the day, when you're feeling certain emotions. And then also, yeah, I think it's also good for like group music, because for like events or like marches, when you want to get pumped up, or if you want to feel a certain, commemorate someone or some being, you can also feel that. But yeah, it's just more, it can be either, I think.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the music is flexible.
Flexible. Yeah. Like that's a big part of it. I'm still venturing into new styles, like new genres.
Right.
So who knows?
Right. So when you're creating music, your music is keyboard, synthesizer, anything else? You run any acoustic instruments?
I can play the guitar, and I've actually on Saturday rented out the electric guitar. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, going to play some electric guitar live
possibly.
On stage. Excellent.
Hopefully. So they seem to be practicing that, but yeah, so that should be interesting because electric guitar, I think, has been a huge reason, like a huge powerhouse in music. And for example, like one of the biggest inspirations is Prince. I really love the way that he, really musical genius in the way that he was able to use the electric guitar. He was also a vegan, so
really
we had the connection.
The things you learn.
Yeah, so yeah, Prince has been a big reason to venture into music and also learn more instruments and express yourself.
I think you're right about the electric guitar too. I think when the electric guitar was introduced into the world, you saw a lot more homegrown bands, a lot more music being produced locally.
Yeah.
At least portable music. People all had pianos in their parlors.
Yeah.
But you couldn't exactly take that out on the road with you.
I know, it's tough. Like, even today, it's considering bringing the keyboard, but it's not portable at all. Like,
not portable enough, no.
Yeah, we need more portable instruments.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you've performed, do you perform solo, or do you have backup musicians, or change around the sets?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, usually it's solo. Maybe in the future we can have backup artists, but yeah, like I'm always open to collaborating with other artists and like having them on the side, me being on the side and then they're performing. But I've been practicing with the Liberation Choir on Fridays in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's an animal rights space called Wishbone Animal Rights Lab. It's the first animal rights lab on Ontario, I think in Canada. So basically any activist can go there during the week and strategize about what they want to do in terms of activism or just be creative or just start events. So every Friday we meet, I think in the evening around like 5:30. So we do animal rights songs. And so like they've been even practicing my own songs. So, and also drumming. So it's been really...
And drumming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drumming. Like
djembe or...
djembe, also the snare and just like the hand drums. Yeah. Because I'll be performing the snare at the Animal Rights March in Toronto on August 26th.
August 26th, Animal Rights March in Toronto.
Yeah.
Anything like that happening in Waterloo region?
Waterloo, last year we had a climate march, I think. Climate march. But I don't think we're having Animal Rights March because it's just the crowd is not big enough here yet. Like, even like for like animal rights events, we get maximum like 6 to 8 activists out. So it'll be kind of tough to organize.
We've had some very large climate marches in the neighborhood, but not so much the animal rights stuff.
Yeah, but it would be a good idea to participate in the climate march. I really enjoy
it. I think there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of people participating in climate justice that are also...
open to animal rights.
Open to animal rights and animal justice.
Yeah, exactly, because they're so interconnected. I know many people will say that they're not, because it's like, you should be separate issues, but I personally feel that they're very interconnected and like, the way that one affects the other is like,
it's pervasive.
Yeah,
but I get the feeling that the music that you're producing, the music that you're performing, isn't mainstream at all.
Oh, for sure.
You're unlikely to get radio play on the large commercial stations.
Yeah, for sure been a aspect of mine because I hear a few artists that I am kind of inspired by, be on the radio, and I'm like, why don't I make songs like that? But then. And I start trying to make the song, but then I just feel so fake making that music. It's not me. It's so not me. I know I could go the pop route and like try to do everything that a pop artist would be, but I feel like I would really be living a lie then, because it's like it's not even my music. I'm channeling some whole other artists or some whole thing that's not even meant to be. Like, what is pop music? It's just what everybody wants to follow at the current time. So I think creating my own style and having a good group of people who support it and who are backing it is, I'd love that. And we can grow.
Yep. And you found your radio station for broadcast.
There we go,
Community radio is there to
100%.
To air the community music.
This is awesome, this opportunity is like so special because I haven't had many people backing, so I really appreciate you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Do you think that the mainstream media is ignoring this because it conflicts with a commercial source of the industry, the industry being advertisers on the mainstream media, they advertise in newspapers and magazines, and they have commercials on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that that prevents the mainstream media from playing the animal justice music?
That's a very good point, because actually I was thinking about this the other day, like how much censorship there is in our content that we create. Because if we're basically trying to like disrupt a huge industry, I don't know how many $1 trillion industry this is, animals, like the meat, dairy, mm-hmm. eggs, honey, everything else.
And all the associated stuff, the transportation, yeah. distribution, the grocery stores.
Exactly. So it's like, I'm sure they would probably be against this, and like they're probably trying to like not put it on. I haven't heard like a vegan song that's become a hit. Even Moby, I love Moby, he's an amazing yes. artist, but he doesn't release animal rights songs because they don't
have commercial value.
They don't have, yeah. So maybe it's better to do non-animal rights songs and people see your message, but I'll try both.
Yeah. I know there's been backlash from some artists, you know, mainstream artists that have become social justice activists,
yeah.
and suddenly they're just pulled out of the mainstream completely. I don't know whether that's the industry doing that or whether that's the fan base that just doesn't seem to like that kind of switch.
Oh yeah, I haven't thought about that actually. Maybe that's because maybe the fans just want to keep hearing you release yes. a certain song. They don't want you to speak out against stuff, I guess.
And not just that, but the fans don't ever want you to change your style. You know, as you're growing as an artist and your style changes, the fans don't necessarily appreciate that. They want you to play the 4 pop hits that you had early in your career and never want to let you grow as an artist.
Oh, that's really awful.
I've experienced that myself, you know. Listening to some of my favorite bands and saying, I don't like the new stuff that they're doing. I'll just listen to their old stuff instead.
Yeah.
So I'm as guilty of that as anybody else.
Oh, true. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, fair enough. I think that's the main reason why I was creating this whole V4 Identity, is to have the same sound and activism together so people can understand where we stand on these variety of issues, animals, environment, people. And like, so they never feel like, oh, they're just randomly talking about activism. I don't want to follow this anymore.
Exactly.
It's a titan. Because like, actually, the creation of this account was through the account Vegan Love for All on Instagram.
Okay.
And so having that account started with this posting about animal rights, and now venturing into music, now it's having the 2 accounts, because now we can have activism side where we just post animal rights and environment, and then music also to combine the 2.
That's Vegan Love for All on Instagram?
Yeah, like Vegan Love for All. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Yeah. So
it's actually a song that you submitted to us called V4EVA.
That actually samples Got Your Back, the last song that we want to perform mm-hmm. today, in the instrumental, because this was actually part of a beat challenge. I don't know if you know.
Okay, no, tell me about that.
We were doing a beat challenge, so for 30 days we were doing a new beat a day for consistency and trying a new genre every day. So every day we would try a new song, and then every 4 days we would sample V4's vocals, so like V4 vocals on the song.
Okay.
So yeah, it was just a new song, and then the day 28 was V Forever, because we sampled Got Your Back's, the vocals from that, and then yeah, it turned out to be a very uplifting and inspiring track, so a few activists have really enjoyed.
Okay.
So yeah.
Should we play a short clip of that?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, it's a pretty short song, we'll probably play the whole thing.
Okay.
We'll do that, and then I want you to tell me all about upcoming events, the Saturday event, and anything else that you've got going on.
Awesome.
When you come back.
Yeah, sure.
yeah, yeah. Even if you lose everything, you can come back from anything. Go ahead and take the win. Get back in the ring. We ain't ever been. Make it interesting, yeah. No, 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 no. Sometimes I lose my way. Gotta remind myself I'm here to stay.
Live in studio singing the Motion Rave demo.
Yeah, so that song was like released from Groove, just a solo instrumental release.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because like on the Groove account, we hadn't posted in, I don't know, 1 or 2 years on Instagram.
Okay.
So this was like a comeback type track, just a motivational track to just get you on your grind, get you back focused and stuff.
Right.
And so yeah, this demo was like this recorded. Because I felt it would have be nice to have some lyrics on top of that.
Right.
And maybe we'll release it to streaming services soon. But yeah, it's mainly on Spotify. On SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Is that your regular practice, is to take existing music and add lyrics to it afterwards? Or do you have lyrics that you start with and then put music to that?
It can go change from time to time. Like last night, like yesterday was the funniest thing. I was just taking a nap randomly and then I had like during in the nap we had like a whole idea for a song in the, like the lyrical song in the nap. So then we just recorded after we woke up. We instantly recorded that onto the thing, and now we're creating the instrumental version. And now we're putting the instruments in the back and then having it. So
okay.
It can go either way.
Okay. it depends too. I mean, there's some people that I've spoken to that always do the lyrics first. Others that always do the music first. Then it's about half and half there too.
Okay. Cool.
Interesting, and I try to ask everybody that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Just to see what the averages are.
It's
about equal.
Yeah, cool.
So, Saturday,
you've got
this big fest. Can you just remind us again what's happening on Saturday?
Yeah, so on Saturday, it's going to be called VFO Fest. It's a new wave of events, and this is the start. And yeah, so this will be a combination of like a mini vegan music concert / festival, as well as a tribute to Jackie and her motto was NDS, Nice Day Shining. So that's why it's called VFO Fest plus Jackie NDS Tribute. So we can honor her and all her work. And so I'll perform a few songs. Like I'm working on 2 songs for her right now. Three songs. But hopefully we'll get them out by then. And
it'll be ready for Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like.
So there's some pressure on you.
Yeah, of course. Always pressure because like you always, especially in the summer, because it's always like summer's passing by. I need to do some stuff. So yeah, it's nothing new, but. Yeah, so it'll be really cool. We'll have some nice activists speak out about various animal rights and environment rights issues. We're going to have the plant-based treaty hopefully come out and have people sign up and endorse it. I'll perform the plant-based treaty song then.
Right.
And yeah, so like I said before, ecstatic dance, the food vendor, Reiki meditation / yoga stretching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be a really, really awesome day.
And this is not just for students at University of Waterloo.
Oh, it's open to anybody. Yeah.
Open to anybody.
Yeah, open. We would love everybody to come, and we'll start doing promotion today. We've done some promotion online, but more hardcore promotion starting today.
Okay, and this is part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So you've got some songs that are going to be introduced there.
Yeah.
Do send them our way.
Awesome.
We've got them produced because we'll add them to our library. And
that'll be awesome.
Get some airtime rotation out of that as well.
Cool.
That actually goes for anybody. If you're out there listening and you've got some music, whether it's activist music or just popular music, you know, rock, pop, dance, send it our way. Send it to office@radiowaterloo.ca. Send us a link or just attach the music right to the email. If you're from the local area, put KWCon in the subject line. Or if you're from outside of the area and still Canadian, put CanCon in the subject line. That'll catch my attention because we certainly tend to favor local music here on the radio station.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I think for the upcoming ones, we were going to release it for Saturday, but we'll debut it on Saturday, but going to have like a official release in about 2 weeks after, because the algorithm, the way the algorithm works on Spotify and streaming services is that you give them some time before so they can pitch it to the editors and everyone else. So then we can have a pre-save on Saturday. Oh, yeah, okay. It's an interesting process, but yeah.
And when you do that, do you find that this is actually a revenue generator for you?
Hopefully, because like in the past music, it's been like very, very short release. So it's been like I released it the week before or the days before. And so that hasn't given them much time. But now we're trying to be more strategic and give the services more time to pick up the music. And yeah, like because then they can share it with people who would like to enjoy the instrumentals. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you got planned in the future beyond that, beyond Saturday?
Yeah, so then we're hoping to have this Vifo Fest happen once a month. So the next one, we're hoping to have work with the Plant-Based Treaty UFT, because they have their own club in Toronto.
Okay.
So just having a collab event in Toronto. So hopefully we can have that going. And then also we'll be performing at the Animal Rights March in, I think, August 26th. I can confirm the date or time then. And then also at Burlington Veg Fest, unfortunately, won't be performing.
Oh.
But they will be playing the Plant-Based Treaty song and debuting it over there, so that's great.
Do you know when that's taking place?
Oh, yeah, that's August 19th.
August 19th in Burlington.
Burlington, so that's, you should come out. It'll be awesome.
All right.
Awesome event. They have really, really huge. So many, they have, I think, I don't know how many vendors. They have so many vendors. They have artists performing. They have, it's a really, really cool event.
Do you know where it's taking place?
I can send you the details after.
Okay, send me the details and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
I suspect it's at Spencer Smith Park.
Yes, it's a really huge park. They have like a lakefront.
Yeah, that's Spencer Smith Park. Okay, yeah. Right at the lakefront at the south end of Burlington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
I grew up in Burlington.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. What a coincidence. That should be interesting. But yeah, otherwise, always open to new events and performing everywhere and just combining street activism with music and anything creative, because I personally think that's the future forward, making it seem fun and interesting instead of like gruesome and like...
Tell me a little bit about Guru V. He's a producer.
So that's an alter ego, and like we're connected. Like it's like two sides of one coin. So one side is V4, one side is Guru. That actually was started the music journey, and started like from 6 years ago, like the production and getting into also like anonymous identity. But that one's that's just more like in the background, having kind of like a ghost producer, but just having a producer. And
right,
the name was actually combining groove and like guru and groove all in one. It's like a kind of like a blend.
Yes.
And then the purple in the back stems from Prince, definitely, because the purple rain's been, and like the whole,
an homage to the artist.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And it's just like really the whole color purple is just so interesting, and like it just feels so interesting to me. So on the groove side is whenever there's an instrumental or beat drop, it'll be a groove, and then on the lyrical side it's Vifo. So
when you're producing as Groove, there's not as much social justice content.
No, that one is just like not political. It's just going to be, I mean, everything's political to a degree, but like it's not like there's no message or stuff behind it. It's just about music. It's just about feeling the vibrations and instrumentals, so connecting on any level.
Are you touring as Groove at all?
No, that's just, it's time for like Vifo to spread their wings and Groove is much better in the background as just someone who supports everything and just makes sure everything is there, and like instruments, everything, all the levels are good, everything's mixed and mastered to the best of their abilities. But
a lot of the groove music that I've been listening to that you sent to us is music that sounds like it has commercial appeal.
Oh yeah, well, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, we're trying to thinking about getting into sync licensing and getting on like TV shows, movies and stuff. So that's definitely a much higher chance of getting revenue currently compared to radios. But anything's possible in the future.
I think some of that beat challenge music that you've produced has that potential.
Okay, awesome. We'll go all into that, hopefully.
Okay. Do you want to do something else before we leave?
Yeah, I would
like to
perform Got Your Back as a nice outro.
All right. Your Back, the last song to be performed today by Vifo, live on air in studio.
Let's go.
Yeah, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. I always got your back, don't worry, got your back, don't worry, got your back, don't worry, got your back. Don't travel
you alright, just kicking all the shots.
It's not so long, but still have the vision. Gotta keep working on making up decisions. The people on my side on the same mission. We will make our goals come into fruition. Spread compassion to all those we come across to make the world better. Stepping from our thoughts, take action with our lifestyle. Because everything we consume has a real cost. Spread the truth in a society who wants to see you die. Gotta project what's real and try to defy those who control the industry spreading the lies. We in this together, I got you, just think by my side.
Got your back, don't worry. 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 Home of the seven seas, take out your enemies. Push up your energy, show you what you mean to me. Got your back, don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. Got your back. Always be by your side until the end of time. Make sure that you are right, just taking all the signs.
We can be the best versions of ourselves to learn and change and protect what's hurt and the oppressed like a surgeon. Assess what's burning and suppressed, observe and how to correctly flourish. Let our egos go, cause they stop the growth. If we align, let's make a toast to our endeavors, gotta do the most. Live like we're kids with a purer soul.
Got your back, don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. Don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. Now we're the seven seas. Count your enemies. Push up your energy. Show you what you mean to me. Yeah. I got your back, don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. Got your back, don't worry. I'll be back, don't worry. All by your side until the end of time. Make sure that you are right. Just take it. All the signs.
Got your back.
You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections live on air in studio performance by Vivo today. Thank you so much for coming in. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo, airs every Monday at 11 o'clock and Fridays at alternate Fridays at 3 p.m. Be back next week.